Let's take our Bibles this morning and turn to the book of 2 Timothy. I'm going to do like Brother Brian. I'm going to tell you I don't have a real long message today. And Brother Brian told me a while ago, he said, I looked at the clock and it's 10:30 and said, we're getting done early. I said, I know where he got that. Don't you say amen. Don't pay no attention to him. I used to tell the church down at Liberty, I'd say now in closing, and then I'd say if you just got excited, you're a visitor. My people knew better, amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 for the reading of the Word of God. This is Veterans Day, and I have this on my heart, the path of a good soldier. Let's look at verse number 1. The Bible said, thou therefore, my son, Paul is writing to Timothy. Timothy is Paul's son in the faith. He said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must first be partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. That's verse 1 down through verse number 7 in 2 Timothy 2. Pray with me, please. Father, thank you today for each one that's come this way. I pray, dear Father, today that you would just minister to our hearts and our lives through the Word of God and help us, Lord, today that we might glean truth that would challenge our lives in these days. And God will give you glory for all that you do. Save the lost, our Father. Strengthen your children. Help us to rejoice, Lord, in the fact that we live in America. And the fact, Lord, that not only are we physically free, but we're spiritually free in the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to give you a little thought today, talking about a good soldier. I want to think about, first of all, the good soldier and his people. As I was reading the Bible here, the Bible said, thou therefore my son. And I thought about when these men and others have went off to war. I thought about how that not only did their people back home have them on their mind, but they had their people back home on their mind. It's killing me. I know that Sawyer's on these premises, and I ain't seen him yet. Amen. I ain't seen that boy in over a week. We got some making up to do. Say amen. And I'm just telling you, how'd you like to be called on to leave for years at a time and not get to see your family and not know if you're going to make it back or not? Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, there's a tremendous price for being a good soldier. And Paul has got the son in the faith, his son in the faith. He's got Timothy on his mind, and Timothy's got Paul on his mind. And beloved, listen, we think about the good soldier and his people. We think about the people at home. Let me say this. Not only is the soldier concerned about the people at home, but he's concerned about the people that's on the battlefield with him. Help me tonight or today, amen, as we preach. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, a lot of the men that are experiencing the PTSD and just things that just torment their mind, it's not because so much of what happened to them, but what happened to their people, what happened to that fellow soldier, amen, that was right alongside of him. And I'm telling you, beloved, the Bible says bear one another's burdens. And I believe when we get saved by the grace of God, God puts us in his army and that we're not in this alone, say amen, and that God wants us to be a good soldier, to be concerned about our people and be concerned about those that are on the battlefield with us. So you see the good soldier and his people. Think about the good soldier next. I've just got four things. And his perseverance. The Word of God said here, be strong. Be strong. you say, I believe that it would probably be okay to say that lots of times that men don't understand a lot of what's going on in the basic training. That they don't understand why we got to do this and why we got to do that and why we got to do this and why we got to run the way we run and climb the way we climb and crawl the way we crawl and dress the way we dress and do what we do. But I tell you what's happening, beloved, they're being prepared for a war. And beloved, it's too late, amen, to get in shape when you're out there on the battlefield. I'm telling you, beloved, God wants His children that are saved by the grace of God to prepare. The battle's coming, amen. The battle is the Lord's, but God wants to give us the victory. You think about the perseverance. He said, be strong. His training is very important. The soldier's training. Let me say this, beloved. Listen, I'm not trying to be mean this morning, but if your training was very important, you'd be in Sunday school. If your training was very important, you'd be in prayer meeting on Wednesday night. I'm telling you, you wouldn't skip this lesson and skip that lesson and skip this message and skip that message. I'm telling you, the training for God's people is important. Amen. God may have the very thing that you need. Beloved, listen, I got on the line this morning. It was early this morning. I got online. I wanted to hear Brother John preach on Wednesday night. I ain't heard him in a while. And I got on there and there's this fellow saying, now don't tell you, Pastor, that I'm preaching tonight. Too late. Amen. Amen. Brother Don preached Wednesday night, and I haven't listened to the whole message yet, but I will. The Lord willing, listen to Brother Steve last Sunday night. But listen, I'm just telling you, beloved, that's an old soldier that stood in this pulpit. And listen, he's been in the training ground. Say amen. And beloved, listen, we as God's people never need to get to the place where we think we don't need any more brushing up in our training. Say amen. The Sunday school lesson this morning was absolutely wonderful. If you got to hear it in the adult class, I'm telling you, beloved, it stirred my heart. And the Word of God, when it's opened, and listen, always has something for me. I'm not there yet. I still need to be trained in the things of God. Amen. The training is very important. And then his mission is very important. Beloved, listen, whatever your mission is in the military, you're responsible for that. Well, let me ask you this. What is our mission as Christians? What is our mission? Why in the world are we left here in this world? What is our mission? I'll tell you, beloved, we're to let our light shine, that men may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. We're to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to love one another. We're to support and take care of our family. Amen. And I believe, listen, we're to salute that flag. And we're to pray for our police officers and pray for our veterans and pray for those in our military and pray for those that are in authority over us. We got a lot to do. Amen. We have a mission. We have a mission. We have a mission. I believe, listen, we should be very concerned. Let me tell you something, beloved. There's things going on around the world we should be very concerned about. There's something fixing to happen on our southern border we should be very concerned about. Are you listening to me? You say, oh, preacher, it'll be all right. Maybe it will. But I'm telling you this, beloved, there's a lot of people that do not have good intentions that are headed for America. Are you listening to me? And I believe with all of my heart, listen, as long as you roll over and play dead, you'll be all right. But if you take a stand, amen, against that that's unlawful, beloved, I believe it's going to pay a price. There's going to be a price to be paid. The good soldier and his people, the good soldier and his perseverance. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now I want you to see this. The good soldier here, he says here, he's going to commit those things to faithful men that'll be able to teach others also. Well, you say, we're not just to get training just so we have training. We're supposed to get training so that we can train someone else, amen, along the way and be a blessing and a help to someone else. He said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Some people think when they get saved, all their problems are gone. That's what some preachers are preaching, but they're preaching a lie. Amen.
Some people think, listen, it's just going to be easy, just going to sail right on into heaven, never be any rough seas, never be any rough water. That's not taught in the Word of God. The Apostle Paul is telling Timothy, son, there's going to be some hardness to endure, and you're going to have to be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, the next thing I want to say, not only the good soldier and his people, the good soldier and his perseverance, but I want you to look at the good soldier and his priorities. Notice what the Bible said. In verse number 4, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. I was reading, and you know, they're not allowed, if they're out on the battlefield, they're not allowed to be tied up in things back here on the home shore that would take away their attention and take away, beloved, their devotion to the mission at hand. Amen. And the Apostle Paul is telling Timothy, Timothy, if you don't watch out, son, listen, there'll be things, the cares of this life will choke out the Word of God. Amen. And the things, beloved, listen, that are really not that important will choke out the things that really are important. How many find it a full-time job keeping the priorities in order in your life? But God is telling us if you're going to be a good soldier, beloved, the priorities will have to be kept in order. In an army, it is contemplated that there shall be but one mind, one heart, one purpose, and that is that of the commander. Aren't you glad, thank God, that we have a commander? His name is Jesus. And beloved, we should be of one heart and one purpose and one mind. That's why the early church was blessed the way that it was. They were in one accord. And beloved, they were doing the work that God had told them to do. They were witnessing. Amen. They were winning others. They were giving out, and then they were responding correctly to the persecution, beloved. Listen, that the whole army shall be as obedient to that as the members of a human body are to the one who controls them all. We've only got one brain, and so our feet, our hands, everything on our body is controlled by that one. Christ is the head of the church, and we as God's people, beloved, ought to get our marching orders from heaven, amen, and march on for the glory of God. Let me give you this now, in closing today, the good soldier and his promotion. You say, preacher, do you believe the soldier will be promoted? Well, in God's army, I know they will. Listen to me. I said, I know they will in God's army. But it's not uncommon, beloved, listen, in the military for men to get a promotion. It's not uncommon at all. Beloved, listen, if a man does not submit himself to the authority in the military, then that man is discharged dishonorably. And beloved, let me say this to you. That is terrible. That's a terrible thing. Amen. To have that on your record, to have that on your name, to be dishonorably discharged. But beloved, listen, let's look at the promotion of the good soldier. The Bible said here in verse 5, and if a man also strive for the masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must first be partaker of the fruits. He said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Let me say this morning. We need to understand something. If we're in this thing together and you've been born again, you're in the army of God, we need to understand something. Jesus is coming. And beloved, there's going to be a promotion. Amen. We're getting out of this world. The children of God are not going to be here, I don't believe, very much longer at all. Amen. And we need to have that in our heart and have that in our mind. The Apostle Paul had it in his heart. He said, for I'm now ready to be offered. He said, the time of my departure is at hand. And then he said this. He said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all them also who love his appearing. Many times when you read after the commentators, they say that this is primarily these verses addressed to pastors or addressed to preachers. But I want you to know, beloved, listen, if you're saved by the grace of God, you have a responsibility in the army of God to do what God wants you to do. Beloved, listen, the good soldier is going to be promoted. I thought about this, and you men that have been in the military, you will be very, very familiar with this. But listen, I want to go through some of these rankings real quickly. And I'm not going to take the time to go through all of them in all the branches of service, but I believe that I could go through a few of them here. Let me see if I can find that one there. I want to look first. I'm looking at the Army. I'm looking at the Army. I don't see one that I'm looking for. I may not have. I do. I have it up here. I'm sorry. I just have it backwards. An E1 is a private. An E2 is a private. And V2, a private first class, a PFC, is an E3. A corporal and a specialist is an E4. A sergeant is an E5. A staff sergeant is an E6. A sergeant first class is an E7. A master sergeant is an E8. First sergeant also an E8. Sergeant major is an E9. A command sergeant major is an E9. And then you have the sergeant major of the Army, senior enlisted advisors. And then you go up into the officer rank, and you have the O1, the second lieutenant. The O2, the first lieutenant. The O3, the captain. The O4, the major. The O5, the lieutenant colonel. The O6, the colonel. The O7, the brigadier general. The O8, the major general. The O9, the lieutenant general. The O10, the general. And special, the general of the Army. You say, preacher, why did you read those? Well, I've never been in the military. But I could only imagine if I was up for a promotion. How many's with me? I did look at this. You can go online and do a little bit of research. There's a good, pretty good pay increase that comes with each one of those promotions. Are you listening to me? Amen. Well, Brother Ralph, if I was in the military and I had a family back home that I was trying to take care of, I'd kind of be excited to move up a little bit. Amen. Then when I got there, I wouldn't want to stay there forever. I'd want to move up a little bit again. And listen, the motive would not just be the pay, but beloved, I just want to do a good job. And I've been in this world long enough to know if you do a good job, say amen, you'll move on up. You'll be promoted. Well, I'll tell you something right now. If a man in the military is promoted and beloved, excited about going from an E1 to an E2 or an E2 to an E3, an E3 to an E4, how much more should God's people be excited about the promotion that we're fixing to get out of this world and go to be with our Lord Jesus Christ? I'm telling you, beloved, somebody wrote a song, there's going to be a payday someday. Oh, glory to God. The payday for God's army is not in this world. It's in that world which is to come. Oh, beloved friend, to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I was working for a man, I'm not going to say his name, but I was working for a man in Marion, Virginia. And I told that man I turned in a 3 weeks notice. He waited until Thursday of the third week. And he walked up to me and he said, Rick, are you really leaving tomorrow? I said, yes, sir. I mean, good night. Why would you turn in a 3 week notice and then not do it? And he said, well, he said, I was planning on moving you up to $10 an hour. And I looked at him, and he was a Christian man. I'm not saying this in a negative way, but he was a deacon in a Baptist church. I looked at him, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, but I said, Brother so-and-so, I said, I didn't know nothing about your plans. That's what I told him. Now, I'd done made an agreement with another man. Amen. By the way, he's going to have to work a long time to get me from where I was to $10 an hour. That wasn't one 50-cent raise, I promise you. Say amen. But I said, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I said, I'm not telling you this to hurt you. I said, I'm telling you this to help you and to help the next guy. I said, tomorrow's my last day. He said, what's that, Rick? I said, you're the only man I've ever worked for in my life that I had to ask for a raise. Everywhere I've ever been, I've just done my best and just worked hard. And how many knows what I'm talking about? Let me just tell you something, friend. Whatever God's called you to do in this army, you just do your best. And I promise you this, you won't have to ask Him for a raise. I promise you this, my Lord's not a debtor to any man. I promise you it pays to serve the Lord. Amen. There's a payday someday for all the work we do. Beloved, listen, I'm not serving so I can get paid. Amen. Even at the judgment, that's not my motive. My motive is I love Him. You know who the best soldiers were? The ones that were on that battlefield, not because they just wanted a promotion from E1 to 2 or 2 to 3 or 3 to 4, but because they loved their country. They loved America. They loved, beloved, what this beloved country stands for. And they put their life on the line because they loved their country. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about position. It wasn't about prestige. But they did a good job because they loved America. I want to do a good job because I love Jesus. Amen. I want to do a good job because I love the people that He's given me. Amen. Brother Brian, I don't know. You had that CD, you and Miss Kim in the van, and somewhere or another that thing got to playing in my mind this morning. And they had a CD of John Denver's greatest hits. And one of the songs on there was, "Ain't It Good to Be Back Home Again?" Yes, it is. I've had that on my heart all morning. Amen. Now, I don't even know the rest of the song, but I'm glad to be home. Amen. There ain't no place like home. Amen. You ought to feel that way about your home church. If you're here today and you don't have a home church, you ought to have one. If it ain't this one, you ought to have one somewhere. You ought to have a home church. If you're here today and you're not saved by the grace of God, you ought to join God's army. You ought to come be saved by the grace of God and take your spot on the battlefield. Brother Jim and I had the privilege to meet a man last week that used to pastor a church. And I'm just gleaning what little bit we could get from him. But he showed up the last night of the meeting. I believe God encouraged him the last night of the meeting. And he may even come out here and visit with us one day. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, maybe you've laid down your shield. Maybe you've laid down your sword. Maybe you're not praying like you ought to. Pick it up. There's a battle raging. Amen. These ladies are carrying these little babies around here. Thank God for these little babies. I want to say this. They're worth fighting for. Thank God for our children. They're worth fighting for. Thank God for our teenagers. They're worth fighting for. And if we ain't going to fight for them, nobody else is. I can tell you that right now. May God help us to be serious and be a good soldier. There's going to be a payday. There's going to be a payday. And I tell you something right now. I believe it pays to serve the Lord right now, don't you? I mean to tell you what's the truth. My wife said this morning, she said, "Honey, I'm not going to buy that type of bacon again. It didn't fry up just right, Brother Thurman. I don't know. You know, maybe it's a counterfeit pig. I don't know what happened." Amen. It didn't say turkey bacon, because I don't think you get real bacon off of a turkey. But my wife, she hollered at me from it. She said, "Honey, I ain't buying this bacon again. It just ain't doing right." Brother Grizzle, here's what I thought. She fixed me a couple eggs and some bacon. How many people would give anything to have that bacon that just didn't do right? Maybe never tasted a piece of bacon in their life. I'm telling you, beloved, we're blessed. We're so blessed. We got clothes on our back and shoes on our feet, a roof over our head. Brother Lance, somebody to love us and somebody to love on. Buddy, we're blessed. You can't put a price on that stuff. Our freedom. Amen. Oh, how we ought to just want to stand up and salute the captain of our salvation. Yes, sir. We're not our own. We've been bought by a price. We belong to him. How we ought to want to serve him till he comes. I wonder how many years if we went from man to man in the years that they served in the military, I think if I counted it right, was there about 15 men up here? And Brother Joe made 16. Is that right? Amen. 16 men. Let's get a count right quick, Miss Eve. You help me. You ready? How many of you men served 2 years? Okay, that's hold up there again. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6 men, Miss Eve. How many served 3 years? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5 men, Miss Eve. Anybody served 4 years? Okay. Okay, Brother Lane, I got you down for 2 years a minute ago. Would you? He served 4. Okay, take 1 off of 2 and give me a 4. Amen. And we're not playing bingo. Amen. Yes, sir, brother. 4 years. Okay, the rest of these men are 4 years. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 that served 4 years. Anybody served 5 years in the military? 6 years in the military. Now, let me say this to you. How many of you men were drafted? There's 1, 2, that was drafted, 3 was drafted. How many of you men volunteered? That'd be the rest of you, right? You volunteered. Amen. Thank the Lord. Drafted or volunteered. Let me ask you something. If y'all men would have known that song when you got off that plane and your feet hit the ground in America, how many of y'all would have sung "Ain't It Good to Be Back Home Again"? You better believe it. Amen. Many men have told me the prayers of their mother and their grandmother brought them back. Amen. I say thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I want you to know today, we're God's people. We're in a battle. Square your shoulders back. Raise your sword to fight. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. And beloved, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't retreat. Just take your stand for the God of heaven, the captain of our salvation. Let's pray together. Father, thank you today for this privilege to be in the house of God. Lord, thank you for these men, their families. Thank you, dear God, for saving us, taking us out of nothing, giving us everything. I praise you, Lord, for that. Lord, I'm so glad for the relationship that the Apostle Paul had with Timothy. Oh, God, thank you for the privilege to serve in your army.